In Ukiah, California, a man who reportedly let a fire get out of control was arraigned today on several charges, including two counts of murder. On Monday night, two air tankers collided while fighting a brush fire. Both pilots died. Authorities believe Frank Brady started the fire in a pit that was near a methamphetamine lab that he was operating. Norman Vroman is the Mendocino County District Attorney prosecuting the case. He says Frank Brady admits being at the scene.
He said, yes, he did start the fire.
And what was he burning in this fire?
That's a good question. We're in the process of analyzing the residue and the stuff that was found in the place he says he started the fire. And once we get all that analyzed, we'll be able to tell exactly what he was burning.
The place he started the fire would be where?
Well, within 10 feet of the meth lab.
Now, are you sure it is or was a meth lab?
Yes.
Could the meth lab be inconsequential?
Meth labs are never inconsequential.
What do you mean?
They're a very dangerous operation. They're dangerous to the people that operate them. They're dangerous to the people that use them. And it's an inherently dangerous crime.
Did you have any reluctance to come to the charge of homicide here?
Not a bit.
Why?
Because two innocent people died as a result of actions put in motion by a fellow doing an illegal act.
Have you heard of a similar case around
Sure.
any of these fires?
Sure. We had two filed here about 25 years ago in which tanker pilots died in a fire started by an arsonist. And I don't remember what the result was, but I think one of them, they did not get a conviction for homicide because of some technical problems they had with the case.
Mm-hmm.
But it's while it's not common, it's certainly not unusual.
Does intent have to be proved, do you think?
No, not in these circumstances.
So it's simply the action and then the consequence?
That's right.
Would a lesser charge have been applicable here, do you think? What would be the one step down from this?
Well, you know, anything less than murder is, they've got several options, but at this point, based on the facts we have, we file a homicide charge, and then we see what happens. We're still investigating, and will be for probably months, following up leads and dealing with the investigation. So it may result that our investigation shows that a lesser charge is more appropriate, but we can't upgrade, so we file the most heavy charge to start with and see what happens.
In a hypothetical case, let's say a campfire that got out of control, that would be accidental and that would be explainable. There would be no justification there for a murder charge, yes?
Probably not.
So what is the difference in this case?
I told you, he was committing a felony. He was running a meth lab. The fire started at the meth lab, and two people died putting out the fire.
Mr. Vroman, you sound like you're quite mad about this case.
Oh, yeah, I'm irritated. You know, here we got two guys died just trying to do a job when we got some scofflaw out there manufacturing a drug that's dangerous to everybody. And the poor guys die, and this guy is a call, as far as I'm concerned, as in no good.
Mr. Vroman, thank you for your time, sir.
You bet.
District Attorney for Mendocino County, California, Norman Vroman.